Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's go to the hotline. You know, think holidays, you think end of the year, you think this guy right here, Mr. Skin. How are you, buddy?
Doing great, Mike. How are you?
Can I throw something at you here before we get started?
Sure.
I believe that MrSkin.com, one of the longest, most profitable adult websites, can be improved a little bit with a new section.
Oh, okay.
A new section. Something I think... there is another... I don't know. This is like a porn site where you can't really tell if the porn is all real and stuff. They're the ones that like put the celebrity leaked stuff on there.
Okay.
Which I don't know if you get into. I don't know if you like that.
We keep it stuff for movies and television. We try to be upfront about it. There's a lot of, always has been a lot of websites, not just celebrity, but different websites that'll claim that they have the Britney Spears sex tape,
right.
And it doesn't exist, but
yeah.
Hey, they don't care. They just say that. So.
Well, we, of course, like the rest of the world, are obsessed with this Gal Gadot woman. She's one of the most beautiful women, and they had some video of her that was topless from some modeling stuff. Have you ever seen any of that?
Yeah, she's done modeling. She's done... a little stuff topless. What we have at our website is she did a Gucci bamboo fragrance ad where she was playing the piano naked, and that's it's definitely worth checking out. Even when she was in those Fast Five movies, Fast and Furious, she did a bikini scene in the one in 2011, and they slowed it down in slow motion. My God, is she a beautiful girl?
She really is super pretty. Like, you don't even have to see her naked because she's that pretty. But that's not even what I was going to say. The reason why I brought that up is because I think, like TMZ did all this celebrity stuff, and then they had a sports section now. They do TMZ Sports. You're missing out on Mr. Skin wrestling slip-ups where you get to see some good wrestling crotch shots.
Yeah, we have some of those, but yeah, I know what you're saying, even like in tennis, if a girl's playing tennis and you get a great cleavage shot or whatever, or almost nip slips, it is interesting. That's good stuff. No, I don't disagree. We probably should add another division.
That's what I'm saying. I might do that after this. I might head the Mr. Skin sports division.
Yeah, right. You're Dick Ebersol.
I love it. All right, we got the top 10 nude scenes of the year. As usual, I will follow along with you and everybody else can. It is free if you go to MrSkin.com/top10-2017. Right now, you can follow along as well, and we have it on Bone TV. What do we have up first? We were just going over, like, movies of the year. We didn't know any of them. Will we know these movies?
You'll know a lot of them, but, yeah, there'll definitely be TV shows and stuff you might not have caught yet, but that's the cool part of it is I have to go through every movie and television show. I might turn you on to some stuff. You have to see, worst case, I'm going to tell you all what I thought was the best celebrity nude scenes. And at the very minimum, you could check that out, which is important.
I love that. All right, let's start with number 10. What do we got?
Number 10 is Amy Schumer in Snatched. At the 27-minute mark, there's a funny scene where she's talking to this guy and they're pretty drunk, and in all the excitement, the drunkenness, the kind of messing around a little, she doesn't realize that her whole right breast has popped out of her dress. And as far as celebrity level, Amy Schumer is pretty big right now, and I was surprised that she did this nude scene. I mean, she did the whole movie Trainwreck and never got naked, so it was shocking. But that's my number 10 celebrity nude scene of the year.
This is my first time I've seen this. Amy Schumer has fantastic areolas. I love that. Yeah. I love a big circle.
Yes, she's big in the circle department, and it was just, and it's her nude debut, and she showed her right breast, and you know I'm a big fan of women's rights, so there you go.
Yes.
The Spanish almost banged Amy Schumer. when she was...
I was close.
I wish. I wish that was true.
You slow dance.
It was close, Mr. Skin, like in the sense that I was wasted and Mike kept telling me that I had a chance, but I really didn't. So.
Yeah, that was about right.
Yeah.
All right, what's number nine?
Number nine is Kristen Stewart in a movie called Personal Shopper. We know her from the Twilight movie. She's a big star. In this horror drama, Personal Shopper, which came out in theaters in March, she is in a changing room, and whatever you think of her as an actress, she's got a pretty killer body. And what I love about this scene is not only can you see a great view of her topless, but you get a bonus mirror shot of the thong, which is nice. Always great to get multiple views at once.
That director's no dummy. He knew what he was doing.
See, this is good, but in the last one, she was cross-country skiing with two guys, right?
Yeah, you're right. It's called On the Road from 2012. Good memory. That was her. That was a nude scene she did that I don't think is as good as this, but it's memorable because of the cross-country skiing that you referenced.
Yeah. And again, a movie I'll never see, but know about it because of Mr. Skin. There you go. All
very
right.
Important.
Number eight.
Number eight is Natalie Emmanuel in Game of Thrones. And if you don't know Natalie by her actress name, you probably know her as Missandei, Khaleesi's assistant on Game of Thrones, Mother of Dragons. And finally, on July 23rd, we were all waiting. When was Missandei and Grey Worm going to finally hook up? And it happened on July 23rd. She is so beautiful. She not only was topless, but we saw her from behind. Now, Grey Worm is a eunuch. This was not an easy sex scene for him to perform, but he pleased her, and it was a very hot scene in Game of Thrones.
Did he use his Grey Worm to do it, or was
he? No, he doesn't have
he
a
didn't
Grey
have
Worm.
One, right?
No, that was what he wasn't able to use. Yeah. So yeah. Natalie Emmanuel in Game of Thrones was my eighth best celebrity nude scene of the year. Now, number seven is Carrie Russell in The Americans on FX, and I got to tell you, Mike, every couple of years, Carrie Russell will do a nude scene in The Americans, and I'm always blown away because, you know, they have commercials on FX, you know, with the stations on, and she's been doing this for five seasons, and there's always, she'd do this one scene that just blows my mind, and this is a great example. She was in the shower, and when I do my Anatomy Awards, guys, for Best Butt, this will be very much in consideration for the best butt of 2007.
That is a pretty solid butt. I'm looking at it right now, and she's a pretty girl.
That diamond, you know, that space between your upper thigh and your butt. That very few women could pull off the diamond.
You know, isn't it weird? Is that in 2017, gay people can get married. Pot's pretty much legal. You can do all that stuff, and we still can't say the SH word on the radio without losing our jobs.
Yes.
But then on TV... Yes. You can see butt shots on, like, sometimes I'll watch a show and I'll hear them dropping F-bombs and I go, whoa, this is regular TV. And then I go, I don't know what the rule is. And I get confused.
There is, but that's the problem. There really truly isn't, there's not like the seven, George Carlin's seven words. It just doesn't exist.
No.
It's that's what makes it so tricky. And some shows choose to push the envelope and others don't. But I got to say, I'd love this. It's been great for business when you have commercial cable doing nude scenes like this, because I think they were thinking like, hey, we got to compete with HBO and Showtime and Netflix and Amazon, but also it makes the show better. You get to see Carrie Russell naked in The Americans. I'm in, you know.
Mr. Skin, have you seen the show, I believe it's on TNT, Animal Kingdom?
Yes, well, I haven't watched it as one of my regulars, but I know about it, and
they are pushing it as far as they possibly can. I mean, they're trying to show
a lot of the skin scenes from that at our website, but I haven't personally watched it. And you know, Mike, it's like, geez, there's so many television shows. I have certain shows I only see the nude scenes, and other shows I actually watch the show. So.
Right.
It's a good show, but yeah, they're definitely trying to show as much as they can.
Oh, yeah, no, Animal Kingdom, yeah, I've had a number of times we featured at our website when they showed some nudity, and I love it. It's so cool that they do that. So.
All right, what are we up to, number six?
Number six, a lot of times during a year, I'll notice people come up to me at parties or email me and say, you know, talk about a nude scene. And this got a lot of that happened to it. It's Charlize Theron and Sophia Boutella in Atomic Blonde. So when this movie came out in March 12th of 2017, all of a sudden, like over the next couple months, I'd have guys, you know, at parties be like, hey, who is that hot girl that Charlize Theron was making out with and had sex with in Atomic Blonde. Happened a lot, so I kind of got the feeling that a lot of guys were into this, and we loved it. It happens at the 53-minute mark, the lesbian scene with Charlize Theron and Sophia Boutella.
This is one of those cases where you show a girl like this, and then in a couple of years she becomes famous. Like, more famous would be Emily Ratajkowski.
Right.
Yeah, right. And yeah, well, she was in the movie The Mummy. This Sophia Boutella, that's where people started to know her. But this, the Atomic Blonde was really a great role for her, and the hookup with Charlize Theron. So I've noticed that our website, like, we have 28,000 actresses. She's been consistently in the top 25 since this movie came out.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
Good for her. All right, what do we have to number five? Halfway.
Yeah, number five, I love this. It's Jessica Biel in The Sinner. That was that USA Network show. You might have heard about it. And yeah. The opening episode was August 2nd. The very first episode, she inexplicably murders someone and then is at the precinct showering off the blood, but we get a backside view of Jessica Biel. And I have to tell you, she doesn't do nudity often, but when she does, it's a real treat. And this was a great scene, also unexpected from the USA Network, too.
Hey, what's the deal, though? Do we know why she killed the person or the show?
It is a great show.
You
find out in the way they do it is the whole season. It's one season, but they want to continue it, and they may do, like, a different character or different stuff. But
yeah,
it's a really good show.
I was going to say, because we were talking about that at the Skin offices, is how are you going to do another season with the same cast and crew? I think you'd have to go anthology on that. I don't know. You know, I'm sure they can figure it out.
Well, right. Just like they do
Fargo.
And what's the scary
True
one?
True Detective and Fargo are examples.
American Horror Stories.
All same actors.
And Girlfriend Experience, too, by the way, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I'm a little late coming to that
this
one.
This season has been crazy, yeah.
All right, now at number four, we're talking to Mr. Skin. This is the top 10 nude scenes of the year. This is almost as important as Dick Clark's Rocking New Year's Eve.
That's right.
Let's find out where we're at.
I could talk during
no strokes yet.
Yeah, it's Alison Brie in Glow, the Netflix series. And I got to tell you, over the last, like, 5 years, you know, she played Annie on Community. She was Trudy Campbell, Peter Campbell's wife on Mad Men. I'd have so many people ask me about Alison Brie waiting for her first nude scene. Well, in the very first episode of this Glow, which was a look at the lives of women who performed for an L.A. wrestling organization in the 1980s, very first episode, she changes in the locker room, gets completely nude, and really a hot scene. And a lot of times when an actress, you're waiting and waiting for their nude scene, sometimes it might disappoint a little bit. Did not. This was great.
I can't believe I haven't watched this yet. I watched the Glow documentary.
You're a wrestling guy, right?
Wrestling guy, and I haven't watched the show yet. I gotta binge watch it one time.
It's really good, and people really like it. And they renewed it for another season, so it's all good.
Good. All right, number three in the top 10 nude scenes of the year.
Yeah, number three is the least celebrity on my list, but this nude scene is, and this movie was so incredible, I had to include it. It's Natalie Krill in a movie called Below Her Mouth. It's a Canadian film about a hot weekend affair between a roofer, played by Erica Linder, and a fashion editor, played by Natalie Krill. So it's this lesbian relationship over a weekend. And I got to tell you, I probably mentioned to you about a movie called Blue is the Warmest Color from a few years ago, the hottest lesbian scene in the history of mainstream film. This is number two. The stuff these girls are doing is ridiculous. But the scene I chose was a bathtub scene where Natalie Krill, the fashion editor, was just, let's say, she was using the water strategically for extra enjoyment, and it's a great.
Oh, we have to paint a better picture than that, Mr. Skin. She's using the faucet to get some self pleasure. Carmen, what we always hear about this? What is the actual percentage of times that the shower head is used?
I mean, if you have one that you can
pulsate,
move,
and removable
like,
one, yeah,
yeah, like hand-held. Take off, those work.
Well, and the good thing really is, in this scene, MrSkin.com, it's not movable, so she's positioned herself to be up on it. I like a girl who could put a little arm strength into getting it done.
I was going to say, that would be hard.
Well, it's like a claw tub.
Big triceps. Yeah.
That's not the only thing. Okay, number two.
Number two of the top 10 nude scenes of 2017, celebrity nude scenes, is Lily James in The Exception. Now, if you don't know her, you probably know her, but you don't know you know her. Yeah, she was Cinderella in the 2015 movie with Cate Blanchett and Helena Bonham Carter. She was also, for many years, Lady Rose at Downton Abbey. Yeah, so she's very well known. Guys have been asking me about her also a lot. 13 minutes into The Exception, she gets completely naked for this guy. And, Mike, check out the hourglass figure on the backside pic of her. I mean, she really has a unique body. Beautiful girl, showed breasts and butt, and then had really interesting sex with this guy immediately towards the end of this scene. So really great new debut from Lily James in The Exception.
I'm a big Downton Abbey fan, believe it or not, and I loved her. She was so hot in that show, and she was even hotter in Cinderella, I'm not going to lie.
This should be good news for you that she got naked.
Yes, this is wonderful. Now, on a side note, do we have any Michelle Dockery in nudity anywhere?
Well, yeah, did you know? This is breaking news. She has a new Netflix show called Godless that came out, and actually has her topless. So you got to check it out. We have it at our website. The name of the TV series, it's a Western called Godless, and she's topless, and you will not be disappointed. It's a great nude scene.
Okay, because I like the other show she's on now, The Good Behavior. And
she's got some really sexy sex scenes. Not quite nudity, but
no,
really
but good sex.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I love.
Yeah, you got to go to our page and check out Michelle Dockery. You'll be very happy.
Oh, this is so much fun. All right, the anticipation is built up. We waited a whole year for it, ladies and gentlemen. For MrSkin.com, presenting to you the number one nude scene of the year of our Lord 2017. Here is Mr. Skin with number one. What do we have for number one?
My number one celebrity nude scene of the year is Christina Ricci in Z, The Beginning of Everything, an Amazon show where she plays Zelda Fitzgerald, the original 1920s flapper, F. Scott Fitzgerald's wife. In this scene, guys, so there's a party going on, bunch of guys in tuxedos, women, you know, flapper girls, drinking scotch, cigars. All of a sudden, the sliding doors open, and Christina Ricci is standing there in just high heels and a ribbon, and is like, "Let the party begin."
Oh.
All the guys just turn around and are like, "Holy geez." And it's really an amazing full frontal scene from Christina Ricci.
All right, couple of things to ask about this. First of all, has she lost too much weight? Did she lose some boobage in this? Or is it just
she lost weight. Yeah, her boobs are not as big like when she did Prozac Nation about 15 years ago. But she's in her late 30s. I think she's still got it. And this is a very daring nude scene for a celebrity.
Now, are we talking Merkin there, or is that legit?
Yeah. And this is a big argument at the skin offices. And you guys have seen this with Olivia Wilde and Vinyl and a lot of these nude scenes now. With all these period piece shows, all these bygone era, there's very few actresses walking around Hollywood that would have a 1920s bush. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so you got to go, and it's just the way things are. The Merkin business, I wish I would have, you know, the stock market's doing great, but Merkin business, I should have invested because it's big now. So
I just always wondered if they say, hey, by the way, we start shooting in July, grow it out.
Right.
Yeah, until, you know, start growing.
Or they just say, we'll put on, and I got to tell you, too, like, for me, like fake or real breasts, I could tell. Body double, I could tell. Merkins sometimes are really difficult, and a lot of times we find out from stories they say about, you know, that we read an article like, I had to wear this pubic wig, and, you know, that it's very difficult to look in a picture and tell if it's a Merkin or not. Very difficult.
It's good stuff.
I would say biggest Merkin out of any movie is what is it, Dave and what's his
Mike
name?
Mike and Dave Need Wedding Cake.
Yeah, that is a big Merkin.
Yeah, right. It's funny you say that because that movie came out last year, and the funny thing about it, the girl that was wearing it, her name in real life is Sugar Lynn Beard. I thought that was
This is Mr. Skin. You know, you can go follow along with these. You know you're going to have to come up with a whole section of women who claim to have been molested in Hollywood.
I don't know if we're going to
maybe don't word it like that. Maybe that was the wrong way to say it.
But yeah, this whole list is right for free at the front page of our website. I got that huge sponsor, Chatterbait, which is really cool that they are sponsoring this. And things are good. This is a lot of fun. A fun time of the year for me.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Oh, there's the Merkin that Galvin showed me. Look at that. Jeez.
Are you looking at Sugarland Beard?
Yeah. This is funny. Always a great site to go to, not just for the top 10 of the year, but anytime you ever wonder if a celebrity has been naked, Mr. Skin will not only tell you where it is.
You got to go to search Michelle Dockery as soon as I hang up. You'll be very happy.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy that during the commercial break, I guarantee you. It is great to talk to you. I hope you have a wonderful holiday, and we look forward to plenty of Mr. Skin moments next year.
Yeah, same to you, Mike. Take care.
All right, pal. There you go. The great Mr. Skin, live from the Skin offices in Chicago.
Yeah.
I love that dude. He's great.